Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we have two guests from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants Assistant General Manager Jeremy Shelley and Giants trainer Dave Greshner. Let's start with Jeremy Shelley. Jeremy, a great example of the depth of the Giants right now is that in Pittsburgh, with injuries and guys getting a rest, the Giants still won a game, even though they had some guys that were called up from AAA. What does that say about the organization right now and you guys being able to bring up some guys that are veterans and also some of the young guys that have contributed?
Yeah, I think it shows the depth we've had. It's been exciting to see guys like Williamson and Parker out of our system come up and make contributions and settle in and get some consistent at-bats at the big league level. And it's been nice on the outside of the organization to bring in a Suarez, who's filled in the rotation, to bring in a Pena, to bring back a Connor Gillespie. And the more depth you have, obviously, is going to help you in case of injury.
What do you and Bobby Evans say to those young guys who bounce back and forth a lot, like the Jared Parkers and the Mac Williamsons that you've already mentioned? Because it's got to be hard mentally. You're going AAA, major leagues. It's a big difference, and they're going back and forth a lot.
No, you just have to hang in there. There's obviously injuries at the big league level. I think with a young player, that the key is consistent at bats, and it's tough when you're coming up to the big league level. You're forced to pitch hit late in the game. Often that could be the eighth or ninth inning. It's against a reliever who's mid-90s with a breaking ball, and then you have to sit another couple days and maybe get a spot start, and then you sit another couple days. So again, I think patience is the key with a young player, and hopefully just being ready when you're called upon, and then hopefully when you do get a chance to get consistent at bats to take advantage of it.
You know, you speak of patience, and it seems like the Giants are really good at that, especially this time of year, because a lot of people are starting to talk about, okay, you know, 6 weeks from now or whatever it is, 5 weeks, trade deadline, you know, are the Giants going to be looking for an outfielder? But you guys are always patient about that. How much is that a virtue when you're talking about a season and the players that you have, those young guys, because you don't want to trade somebody and then have it come back and haunt you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's a long season, and that's why you try and acquire as much depth at the outset of the season as possible so that you are able to have somebody to call up or players to call up in case of injury. On the outside, you always do your work. You're always looking for depth, whether you want to help yourself in the outfield, the infield, on the mound. You're always looking to do your homework and potentially be in a position to acquire depth if there was a deal to be made.
More with Giants Assistant General Manager Jeremy Shelley in just a moment, but first I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America, and that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Let's talk about some of the guys in the farm system. I know you're heavily involved in that. And let's start with a guy that I saw pitch in San Jose, his first start in the California League, Phil Bickford. First round pick last year. This guy was just amazing in that first start. He went out there and he had 8 strikeouts in a row. He struck out 13 in 6 innings. And I don't know that he's always going to be that kind of a strikeout pitcher, but what do you guys expect from him?
No, obviously, you know, we were excited to be able to get him in the first round. He did a great job in Augusta. He's a guy who's got a swing and miss fastball. I think of those 13 strikeouts the other day, 12 were swinging, and hitters don't seem to pick him up. He's got good size. I mean, he'll continue to add strength as he goes through our system, and we think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
You know, he wasn't throwing 97-98. Like you said, I mean, the hitters didn't seem to pick it up. How hard is that in the evaluation process? Because everybody is looking at the speed gun, but you guys found somebody who seems to have a deceiving fastball in a way.
Yeah, you're not just looking at a player in terms of velocity, but you're also looking at deception. You're looking at their delivery, their arm angle. All of that goes into play, and he's a guy, as you talked about, I don't think hitters see him, and you see a lot of swings and misses off that fastball, which is a good thing.
Another guy at single A, San Jose, that's very impressive is Chris Shaw. He's hitting home runs. He's hitting to the opposite field. He looks really good at first base, even though he didn't play there in college. I know he played there in high school, but he looks like he's made a lot of progress very quickly. Is that how the way you guys feel about it?
No, you know, Shaw's had an outstanding season. He's a guy who profiles on the corner at first base. He's got a chance to hit and hit with power. He's a great kid, good makeup, and has had a monster first half, and we're looking forward to, you know, continuing to see that progress in the second half of the season.
And then there's the progress when you go to double A, and so far it looks like Christian Arroyo is plugging right along. He's hitting close to 300. Not surprising to me after watching him in San Jose last year. What did you guys want to see from him in double A this year?
Yeah, again, just continue to be consistent. It's a big jump, that double A level. The pitching going from the Cal League to the Eastern League, and the ballparks are bigger. He's done a good job. He's hovering in or around 290. He started out strong and then went into a little bit of a downturn, and he's come right out of that. And it's been great to see his progress. We've been playing him around the infield to give him exposure to other spots on the infield, and he's done a great job at second, short, and third.
You drafted him out of high school in the first round, but you've also got players that you pick out of college, and it seems like you really like Vanderbilt lately because you guys drafted Tyler Beatty a couple years ago, and he's a really smart guy, and it looks like he's coming along nicely at double A, and you got a new draft pick in Brian Reynolds. What can you tell us about him out of Vanderbilt?
Yeah, he's got good size. He's a switch hitter. He can hit. He can run. He can field, plays up the middle, a center fielder. We were surprised that he was available, you know, picking at 59, and John Barr and our scouting staff were very excited to be able to get him at the 59th pick.
What does Clayton Blackburn have to do as far as progressing? Looked like, you know, he had a really good season last year. Numbers not as good so far this year, but what would you like to see from him?
Yeah, you know, Blackburn's been pitching very well lately. He's a command guy. He throws strikes. He gets ground balls. Good sink to his fastball. He's got a real good feel to pitch for a young kid, and just continue to go out and get his innings and experience, and you know, at some point he'll factor into what we have up here at the big league level.
Speaking of the big league level, tell us a couple guys that maybe have surprised you. I know for me, you know, Trevor Brown being able to be a catcher after, you know, he had been a second baseman at UCLA and played some catcher, but the way he's progressed really has kind of caught me a little off guard. What about for you guys? Anybody that's kind of exceeded your expectations?
You know, another guy, I think you look to the bullpen, Corey Guerin, who's been done a great job in that 6th, 7th, 8th inning for us, has been a huge part of our success this year. With Romo going down, he's kind of filled or, you know, bridged the gap until we get him back. So, you know, I'd look to him as a big bright spot this year.
That slider is pretty tough to hit. I mean, it's almost kind of, you know, it's similar to Romo where the hitters have no chance, although the break on it is different.
Yeah, he's got a good slider. He gets ground balls, real good sink from a lower slot, and he's been a very valuable piece to our bullpen.
Before we finish up, I know you've been with the Giants a long time. You don't look like an old guy. So you started at a very young age. So what's it been like being in the Giants organization? You know, some of the key things that you've learned being in the front office.
No, I think continuity has been the biggest thing. If you look, most of the people when I started here in 94 as an intern, got hired full-time in 96. And I look around, Brian Sabian was there at that time, Bobby Evans was there, Dick Tidrow. So continuity, I think, has played a big part in our success. We know how each other, you know, work and get along well together, and I think that's really played a big part in our success.
Well, those are really good guys to learn from. I would think at first, you know, maybe it's a little intimidating to be around that kind of brain work there. Did you have to kind of go through a process where you had to feel comfortable that your opinion was going to matter?
Yeah, I think, you know, over the years, the way I looked at it is I just tried to soak in as much information as possible, whether it's talking to player development people in our organization, whether it's talking to other scouts that was around, or talking to the people I mentioned in the front office. You try and learn. You learn something every day. And then, you know, with those experience and learning, you're able to learn more about the game and eventually take on more responsibility. And from there, I've kind of made my way up to where I am today.
It's got to be a dream come true because you're from the Bay Area. I mean, growing up here and having a job with the Giants and the way things have gone, I mean, do you pinch yourself sometimes?
No, I definitely consider myself fortunate being a local kid growing up in the East Bay. I went to Santa Clara. So went to school in the Bay Area, and now to work for a team that I rooted for growing up, and to be able to be a part of, you know, four World Series, including three championships, and the success is definitely something I appreciate and don't take for granted.
Jeremy, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
No problem.
That's Giants assistant general manager Jeremy Shelley. Coming up, we're going to hear from Dave Greshner, the Giants trainer, right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now let's get to the conversation with Giants trainer Dave Greshner. Dave, can you give us a little progress report on some of the injured players, starting with Hunter Pence? We know he's going to be out for a while, but and I heard he was, you know, ahead of schedule. What are you thinking about his progress?
I mean, it's great to this point. He started doing some baseball work recently. He's hitting off the tee and started some soft toss and, you know, playing catch out to about 100 feet and doing some agility work. So right now he looks good, but still got a ways to go, but progressing as planned.
I think we talked about this before. Maybe it was last year with Hunter. It seems like it's pretty tough because he wants to just go, go, go. So how does that make your job interesting? Because you got to make sure that he's not pushing it too fast.
And it's good and bad. You know, it's good because he wants to get back to help the team so badly. And so he's going to do everything he can. But then also it's our job to pull the reins in once in a while so he doesn't overdo it. And, you know, so we've been compromising here and there. But, you know, he's getting a lot of work in, and we've been able to temper him on certain days to, you know, just let him recover as well.
I know you've seen a lot of hamstring injuries in your career. How tricky is this one when you have to have surgery like that?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a surgery, so, you know, that's the unfortunate part about it. But, you know, we feel pretty good he's going to come back and be fine. And, you know, this is kind of straightforward, but it's just going to take a little time, and he'll be back and do well.
Is Angel Pagan kind of, you know, his injury sort of a situation that you follow, the way he went through that? He had the surgery, came back. You know, he's had some trials and tribulations along the way. Anything that was learned from that?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, Angel went through a similar situation a few years ago, and so we've learned some things as a staff. You know, I think, you know, continue to look at ways these guys train, but also recovery days, you know, because a lot of these injuries are overuse, fatigue injuries, and so we're just trying to work with the baseball guys and the players to reduce that if we can.
You know, Matt Cain has a hamstring issue as well, but it's different when you're a pitcher. You know, I don't know how you have that injury come about. It's not from running, it's from your delivery. So how do you handle that differently?
Well, yeah, he did it pitching, you know, so that's our concern. Again, getting him back, he's got to throw 100 pitches, right? So, you know, I think in Matt's case, for whatever reason, he strained his hamstring and then probably wasn't quite 100% coming back and then re-aggravated it. So right now we got to get him back to 100%. And I think if he does that and stays in his delivery, then he's going to be fine.
How do you work it when a pitcher goes on rehab like Cain is expected to do? Right now, Sergio Romo is on a rehab assignment. The communication factor, I would think, is really important with whether it be San Jose, Richmond, or Sacramento trainers.
Yeah, so I'll talk to our trainers down at every level, and you know, we'll send them the workouts we want them to do and the treatments we've been doing. And you know, today you can communicate pretty easy with the texts and voicemails and everything, but so we'll send down the treatments and exercise we want after, and then you know, the exact amount of pitches and innings that we want, and they follow it pretty well. We got a good staff in the minor leagues, and they do a nice job down there.
When you have a relief pitcher like Sergio Romo, I noticed in San Jose he worked a game, he took a day off, and then he worked another one. You're kind of just seeing how he recovers from that. And I think I heard in Sacramento he went back-to-back. You know, how much does that prove about when you're coming back from an elbow injury as a reliever, you know, where you stand as far as your recovery?
Yeah, so we do that to, you know, try and test them, because that's what they're going to have to do here. You know, he's going to have to throw back-to-back days, or maybe even 3 days in a row, maybe more than an inning, you know, an inning and a third. So not just with Sergio, but with all the relievers that go on rehab, we try and test them in that way as best we can. You know, the minor league games aren't quite as the same as the games up here. The adrenaline's a little bit different, but it's the best thing we can do, and we try to put them in different situations that they're going to face up here.
Matt Duffy, he's out right now with an Achilles. I mean, anytime you hear Achilles, you think, oh, no, you know, that could be serious. It seems like you guys caught it, you know, early enough. Is that right? I mean, to nip it in the bud?
Yeah, we're hopeful. Right now he's just treating it. He's in a boot just to protect him right now and, you know, give him another week and see where he's at.
And Buster Posey had that hand issue, and then I understand he got a cortisone shot for that. You know, how much did that help him? Because it looked like, you know, that was hampering him a little bit. He you know, maybe couldn't get the bat around the way he would like, and that's a tough – anything in your hand, it's got to be a tough injury to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, his position's tough too, you know, as a catcher. And to play this sport when your hand's not feeling good is really tough. So obviously it was bothering him hitting. I think it's gotten better recently, and, you know, something we'll continue to monitor throughout the year.
Now, honesty's got to be important. So how much does that factor in with new guys? Because, I mean, you've been around Buster Posey. You've been around Sergio Romo. You know each other so well. I would think that that relationship counts for something. The new guy when he has an injury, or the rookie who doesn't really want to say much because he doesn't want to be out of the lineup. How does that change everything for you?
Yeah, that's difficult. I think, you know, part of our job is to get to know these guys as best we can, develop a relationship with them. And the more you can do that, the better it is, or the easier it is to communicate with them and know if they're, you know, they're kind of telling you the truth or maybe not everything. And, you know, you have your gut feeling as well. I think experience being around different players helps as well. But you got to have a good relationship with these guys and, you know, let them know we're just here to help and get them on the field, keep them on the field.
Has there ever been a time, you don't have to say the name, but ever been a time where the guy just flat out lied to you and, you know, he's really hurting, but he's just trying to be out there playing?
All the time. I mean, you know, these guys are competitors. They all want to be on the field. They don't want to sit in the dugout with me. You know, they want to be out on the field. So, you know, we know that they're probably not being honest some of the times. But, again, it's our job is to make sure they can go out there safely and play and help the team too. So, again, that comes with some experience and just knowing your players.
And as we finish up, it's funny that you mentioned that, because a lot of times we'll see the guy in the DL, there'll be a camera shot, and that guy is next to you. And it's got to be hard when you are on the DL. You don't feel like you're part of the team as much anymore. I mean, how much of it is the emotional part that you've got to deal with a player? I mean, of course you're going through the rehab stuff, but what about the head games that go on, the emotional part?
Yeah, the psychological factor's there for sure. You know, like I said, they don't want to be sitting in the dugout with me. They want to be on the field helping their team. And, you know, that's a big part of our job as a staff, is to just keep them positive and the right frame of mind to heal, get better, and just know that down the road we can get them back on the field and they're going to help the team. And, you know, guys, we're always looking at game to game, which is every day up here. But if you start looking at it week by week, you can get a bit of different perspective and know that guys will be back after the All-Star break, whatever, and that they can look forward to that and stay positive.
All right, Dave. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck.
All right, you're welcome.
That's Giants trainer Dave Greshner. Want to thank him and Giants assistant general manager Jeremy Shelley for joining us here on thesportsvirus.com. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll be back at AT&T Park with another podcast. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.